Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, you probably wouldn't think there's much overlap between the scientists studying biofuels and those studying cancer. But new research from a Michigan State University professor could have important implications for both fields. Christoph Benning is a professor in MSU's Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology. His lab has discovered a gene that can act as an on-off switch for cell growth. Christoph Benning joined us to talk about his research and to explain how the gene got its nickname, the cellular snooze button.
It's basically a button that switches sleep on and off in the widest sense of definition. But what we really mean by this is that cells stop dividing and stop proliferating and go into a state where they're basically asleep, and they can still do biochemistry and metabolize things and make things like oil, vegetable oil that algae make when they go to this into the sleep mode. But they stop dividing, and cells have to make a decision of whether they want to go into the sleep mode and basically survive stress situations like a lack of food, or whether they can happily propagate and proliferate and divide and then develop biomass.
What's the scientific description here for this? This is a protein, correct?
It's a protein. Essentially, it's a transcription factor that controls the expression of genes, a certain set of genes in the genome of this alga.
And when you started this research, Professor Benning, what questions were you trying to answer?
So we were basically interested in understanding how these algae control their oil biosynthesis, because algae being recognized as a source for biofuels, biodiesel in particular. And so they make oils, just the normal vegetable oil. But in order to get them to make it, we have to basically starve them. We have to turn off their nutrient supplies, so they go into this sleep mode, and under which they make these biofuels and store the extra carbon that they get from the atmosphere, the CO2. And so our goal was to understand how this is regulated. So why can they only make it when they're going to the sleep mode? Can't we get them to make it when they actually happily grow? And the reason for that is that aquaculturists, basically that's what we call farmers that grow algae, they need to very finely monitor the growth conditions and the nutrient supply. And that becomes more than agriculture. It's more like biotechnology. And if you want to make biofuels cheap, you want to have a very robust, simple process so that the farmer doesn't have to play with the computers and robotics or whatever is needed to control the algal growth.
And algae naturally reproduces rather prolifically, correct?
Yes, algae are very prolific. They're very prolific producers of biomass, but then they need nutrients to do that. And when they are prolifically producing or propagating, they do not make this oil at the same amount as they would do if they were stressed. And that's basically a conundrum. So we want them to grow happily and make a lot of biomass. But at the same time, you want them to make oil, and that's not happening with normal algae out there.
So in a nutshell, when algae are awake, they grow, and that can be good. And when they're asleep, they produce oil.
Exactly.
And that can be good as well.
Exactly.
Hence the conundrum.
Exactly.
Okay. Christoph Benning is our guest. He's a professor in MSU's Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology. We're talking about his discovery of a so-called cellular snooze button and its implication for biofuels and cancer research. How significant is this for the biofuel industry? How big an impact could it have?
So this basically gives us a lead to potentially engineer algae to do what we want them to do, to grow and at the maximal rate and make oil. So right now, the production of biofuels from algae is possible, but at the cost of estimated $20 per gallon. So in order to be competitive and to actually really basically replace fossil fuels, which is what the ultimate goal is, and be sustainable, we have to make this, get the algae to make it in a cheap way. And they can't do this right now because we have this problem that we just outlined.
How did you move from looking at this as a way to increase biofuel production to a way to help us understand cancer?
Well, that was the discovery of the protein itself. So the way this discovery came about is that we had a mutant of Chlamydomonas, which is this alga, that could not come out of the sleep mode. So it basically got stuck sleeping, and we couldn't wake it up by refeeding it the nutrients. And so we looked for the gene and came up with this switch button gene. And then when we basically compared its makeup, its DNA sequence, we basically immediately saw that it was similar to proteins that occur in human cells. And these proteins interact with a protein called the retinoblastoma, tumor suppressor protein. And that protein is basically very heavily researched and known to be involved in the formation of tumors. And many tumors have a deletion of this gene. It's a repressor of proliferation, essentially. And that gene is defect or missing in many tumor cells. And then we basically thought about it and then realized that what this is basically that the metabolic status of a cell, so its nutrient status, must signal somehow into the or factor into the decision of the cell to divide or not to divide. And that is an important question because, as you know, many popular literature tells us to eat this, that, and the other to avoid cancer or to prevent cancer. And yet molecular mechanisms are really not understood how this exactly works at the molecular level. So now we have a connection here and a model system that allows us to study this in more detail because we can take the algae as a single cell organism, which is much less complex than a multicellular tumor or a multicellular organism, and allows us in a more simple way to actually study this.
Did you ever expect you'd be veering off in this direction of cancer research?
No, not really.
Was a surprise?
Yeah, so just like the discovery of penicillin was a surprise, right? It was a mold grown on some dirty agar or something like that. So you always have to be open-minded when you're a scientist to the new discoveries.
Christoph Benning is our guest. He's a professor in MSU's Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology. We're talking about his discovery of a so-called cellular snooze button and its implication for biofuels in cancer research. There's been a lot of worry among scientists recently that the United States is not keeping up with other countries when it comes to funding scientific research. Has finding the funding to answer some of these basic questions about how cells work been a struggle for your lab?
Well, I was very well funded in the last 5 to 7 years for researching biofuels in algae and different other organisms. And that funding has come sort of to an end because right now there's not such great need anymore, at least as perceived need for biofuels because we can produce fossil fuels domestically. We pretty much independent of imports pretty soon. Supposedly in 2015, we become net exporters. And there's a surplus of methane gas that's being produced through new technology of fracking and so on and so on. And so the perception is that we solved the problem, but in fact, it's a temporary solution because eventually we will run out of non-renewable fossil fuels. And this doesn't provide a solution to the problem of making more of this CO2, which is a greenhouse gas, which affects climate in a global scale. So funding right now is going down for algae. And so we are looking for new research directions that we can apply our knowledge and our findings that we had. And so one of them would be that we basically look more in medical research funding for this topic, for example. And so, but that is difficult too because there's very high competition and it's very difficult to sell a photosynthetic algae to NIH as a model for cancer cells. So that will be a big hurdle to overcome.
But is it safe to say you might be investing more of your time into the cancer research side of things?
That's possible. So right now I'm writing a very basic grant proposal which goes to NSF in November 15th. And that's basically between our lab and a collaborating lab that's expert on cell division in this algae. And so that will be very basic research that has implications for cancer research and biofuels both.
We've been talking about the discovery of a so-called cellular snooze button, CHT7, and its implications for biofuels and cancer research. Our guest has been Christoph Benning, professor in MSU's Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology. Congratulations on your discovery, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.